Starfish from Mexico to Alaska have been hammered by a wasting disease that causes their arms to melt and fall off. But as John Ryan reports from KUCBN on Alaska, sea stars in the Aleutian Islands have not been affected yet.
Sea star wasting disease has turned stars into goo as far north as Alaska's Kenai Peninsula. Researchers believe a virus called adensovirus is behind it. To learn more, they've come out to one of the last starfish strongholds, the Aleutian Islands. Ian Hewson is a microbiology professor at Cornell University. I caught up with him on a beach in Unalaska.
It is definitely the most geographically extensive marine disease ever seen. So it's huge. It's wiped out millions and millions of sea stars. In some cases, up to 95% of the sea stars are gone, completely changed the coastal ecosystem structure. But fortunately, it hasn't been out here yet.
With help from local divers, Hewson has found healthy sea stars from several bays around Unalaska. Divers brought up sun stars, mottled stars, and other species from as deep as 130 feet underwater. Hewson is shipping the healthy invertebrates back to his lab in New York now. He says the long trip to the Aleutians and the hassle of shipping water bags with live sea stars across the continent is worth it to find out what makes this disease tick.
This is the only population that's left, pretty much, that is unexposed.
Brenda Koner with the University of Alaska Fairbanks reports a couple of sunflower stars found off Adak in the far western Aleutians this summer did have the disease, but sunflower stars aren't native out there. Koner thinks they may have arrived in the ballast water of a big ship. None of the hundreds of native sea stars spotted off Adak showed signs of the disease. Ian Hewson says citizen scientists have played a big role in keeping tabs on this underwater outbreak.
And so if you see, diseased sea stars, by all means, take a photograph of it.
And send that photo to a site like seastarwasting.org.
And then that will help us a lot in figuring out, when it actually hits the site. Hopefully it won't hit for a while, but from what we know about this disease, it will probably sweep through here at some stage in the future.
Brenda Koner with UAF says the virus does better in warmer water, but so little is known about the disease that it's hard to predict when or where it'll stop. In Unalaska, I'm John Ryan.